Self Grape Juice Company, sponsors of the Irene Rich Dear John program that follows, will interrupt this program to bring you any late news flashes. Lovely Irene Rich in Dear John. Ladies, how often do you say to yourself,
"Oh, if only I could wear a dress as stunningly close-fitting as that."
Wouldn't you like to hear the salesgirl say to you,
"Madame, that dress is made for you. It fits your slender lines like a glove."
That's why it's so important, if you're a few pounds overweight, to do something about disposing of those extra pounds. Here's a proved reducing method that requires no strict diet list, no strenuous exercises, no drugs. The easy, wealth way. And intelligent, cooperative people who faithfully follow Dr. Frederick Damrow's instructions lost an average of 7 pounds a month. Amazing results. Sworn to before a notary public. And listen how easy it is. Just mix 3/4 glass of Welch's grape juice with 1/4 glass water and drink before meals and at bedtime. Then this remarkable action follows. First, you have less desire to eat sweet, fattening foods, thus cutting down caloric intake. Second, the natural dextrose in Welch's is quickly consumed. This regime actually helps nature consume excess fat. No drugs, no strenuous exercises, yet you needn't suffer a hungry moment. So get after those excess pounds. Start the easy wealth way to reduce tomorrow. And now, Book 6, Letter 65 to Dear John.
Dear John, being kidnapped and held until I agree to marry Niles would be an amazing situation if it weren't for Michael. But here I am in the Novak hunting lodge, somewhere in the wilds of Scotland, with every communication to the outside world cut off. I went to bed furious last night upon arrival. Of course, Pamela being here helped a little. She promised to help me get away. But I know all the others are watching me, or not. Well, this morning I was awakened by someone knocking on my door.
Yes? Yes? Who is it?
Me, Pamela.
Oh, just a minute. Come in, dear.
The door was locked. I couldn't get in.
You bet it was locked. I don't know what to expect next up here.
Sit back in bed. I'll close the window.
It is cold.
I like the fire. It's great. Now, the room will be warm in no time.
Thank you, dear.
Here, let me wrap this door around your shoulder.
Ooh, how pretty. Where did it come from?
Mr. Niles said we'd need it while the room was warming up.
But once it's getting cold in here, I wouldn't use it. Fine thing. She thinks she's going to get over this. Got more things coming.
He said you'd probably be very angry this morning.
Oh, he did, did he?
Yes. He said I should agree with everything you said.
Pamela, I think you're enjoying my position.
Oh, no, ma'am. But I do feel romantic.
Pamela, remember last night you promised you'd help me get away from this place? And that I...
Oh, no, ma'am. I never... But I just can't understand why you won't marry Mr. Niles. You like him, don't you?
Of course I like him. I like him very much. But I'm not going to marry him. You see, Pamela, there's someone else.
Oh. Does Mr. Niles know?
Of course he knows.
But is this other man as nice as Mr.
Novak? Yes, he's very, very nice. He's going to be very worried if I don't arrive in New York on the clipper that leaves Lisbon tomorrow. Oh, I just got to get word to him somehow.
Don't worry about Michael, darling.
No.
We're married, we'll send the people.
Oh. I don't like people entering my room without first knocking.
I brought you breakfast, too.
You can take it back. I don't want any breakfast.
You will when the aroma of this coffee flows up the napkin. That'll be all. I'll sit still while I put the tray on the lap. How's that?
Pamela, take this tray, please.
Don't you do it, Pamela?
All right, then it can stay where it is, but I won't eat.
Well, then those three must go for a horseback ride. That'll work up your appetite. Maybe you'll put you in a better humor.
No, thank you.
Oh, the country's beautiful up here. I'd like to show you some of it while we can get around. You know, we'll be snowed in most of the winter.
Huh?
That isn't much matter.
Oh, you can't keep me here all winter.
All winter isn't the half of it. Arctic isn't the place for a steed. Oh, until you say yes.
Do you think you can get away with this?
What do you think?
I think you're insane.
I am, darling, where you're concerned.
I think I'll go help Mrs. Hickman.
No, you stay here and help Mrs. Chandler's dress. Maybe she'll be in a better mood when she comes down.
If you think I'm going to be good company, you're mistaken. I'm not even going to talk to you as long as you keep me here.
Pamela, tell Mr. Novak I've had enough of his company this morning and I wish he'd leave.
Listen, darling, I'm going down to have my breakfast. You better eat some of yours, too.
You may tell Mr. Novak if you please, Pamela, but I'm not going to eat while I'm here either.
Pamela, tell Mrs. Chandler. She should be ashamed of herself. It's very bad manners brought her hospitality and worse manners brings all the house.
Pamela, you tell Mr. Novak that if he doesn't get out of this room, I'm going to throw this tray.
No, no, no,
no,
no. Not that I'm afraid to understand. I just don't think Ed would match this too.
He surely got out fast, didn't he?
It's a good thing he did.
Can you ride a horse?
Yes, ma'am. Why?
Do you know how to put a saddle on?
Yes, ma'am. I used to have a pony.
Well, will you hurry and have your breakfast?
I've already had breakfast.
Good. Then you go down to the stables and saddle two horses while I dress. We're going to get out of here this morning.
But suppose somebody catches you.
No, I don't think there's anyone around now around the stables. They're probably having their breakfast. But if you do anything, or even Mr. Niles, you tell him that we're just going for a little ride.
Now, hurry.
I'll meet you there in 10 minutes.
I've got the horses settled.
Oh, good.
Did anyone see you leave the house?
No, not a soul. They're all having breakfast, I guess. Are you dressed for Mother? You may have a long ride ahead of us.
Oh, yes,
ma'am. Oh, dear. You know, I haven't the remotest idea where we are.
It's fun, isn't it? Running away from the crowd like this.
It'll be fun if we make it. Come on, let me give you a hand.
Oh, I don't need help. You see, I just stepped in the stirrup and I'm on.
As you say, you don't need help. Well, I would have to wear you on this trip.
You don't have to.
Oh, I can see that.
We'd better start, don't you think?
Yes, indeed, I do think. Right now. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on.
Here now.
Oh, what are you doing with them all?
Oh. Good morning. Well, I've never seen you before.
You've got nothing on me, lady. I didn't see you before, either.
Well, who are you?
I watch here, I do. Oh. I take care of the horses. And nobody takes them out unless I get the orders from Mr. Novak.
Oh, but Mr. Novak asked us to go riding this morning.
Honey, did? He just told me to exercise. Then nobody was riding today.
Well, we'll take them out for you.
Oh, no, you won't. Nothing till I see Mr. Novak about it. Orders is orders. And how's the diligent? Don't go against orders.
Algie, how would you like to make 10 pounds?
10 pounds?
Yeah.
I'm a result, and I ain't selling out. For 10 pounds.
Look, Algie. Here's 20 pounds. I'll give you this if you tell us where the nearest village is and how to get there. You can go there and get the horses tomorrow. How about it?
Well, I don't know. 20 pounds,
isn't it? Yeah. Then just take it.
And it's over.
Now, wait. How far is it to the next village?
About 15 miles.
Which way?
Come over here and I'll tell you.
All right.
See that telephone wire?
Yeah.
It's at the back of the farm, here through the woods.
Yeah.
Don't let that telephone wire get away from you. It'll leave you right where you ought to go.
Oh, thank you, Algie. And here's your 20 pounds. Come on, Pamela.
This is the longest 15 miles I've ever seen. The sky's getting awfully black and angry looking.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. It'll be getting dark soon, too. It's after 5 o'clock now.
Oh, good gracious. Come on, Hannah. Come on, we've got to see.
Network of the National Broadcasting Company.